Good morning.
What a great turnout we had this morning. What a wonderful day it is today to have this this day to honor our veterans. Who would think that on the 11th day of November it'd be almost 61 degrees?
Not yet.
In Fulton, New York. And for the Vote Veteran Council, by the way, I'm Gary Viscotti, I'm president of the Vote Veteran Council. And for the Vote Veteran Council, I thank every one of you for being here today to honor our veterans. It's a wonderful thing. By my clock, it's 11 o'clock, it's time to start the ceremony. First, we're going to introduce Father Fuchs for the opening prayer. Father? Move your hands, please.
We turn to God, whom we invoke here and now, as He asks blessings on our gathering, on ourselves and on our nation. Since we are asking for more, it would be wise for us to recognize and acknowledge blessings we have already been given and receiving. Can we appreciate how good we've got it compared to most of the other nations in the world?
Yes, sir.
The motto, "In God We Trust," appears on our coin and currency. Nationally or personally, is that true for us? In God we trust. In the Pledge of Allegiance that we direct toward our flag are also the words, "One nation under God." It is common knowledge that various forces are presently active to undermine the freedom and rights of citizens in our great land. It is sad that many people admit their neglect to do their duty as citizens, even as we are urged to vote in the elections just last week. People in many other parts of the world can only dream about blessings and freedoms we take for granted. It is commonly acknowledged that serious flaws and failures abound in our culture. High rates of unemployment and are having the largest prison population in the world. The widespread folly of drug abuse and pornography are but a couple of problems that plague our lives, along with our lower ranking status in education and the excessively high cost of health care. We are free, and we have the freedoms and responsibility to correct these flaws. As we honor veterans on this day, we remember the armistice that ended World War I, so-called Great War, that was followed by World War II and the Vietnam War, Korean War, and the disasters of Iraq and Afghanistan. A lot of our men and women served with honor in these conflicts, so we today honor them and thank God for their willingness and determination to stand up for the freedoms that are ours in America. Today we ask you, Almighty God, to help us see how blessed we are. At the same time, we acknowledge that these blessings are likely to be lost or taken from us if we do not cherish them enough to live worthy of them. The horrors of war, the tragedies and disasters, the heartaches and hardships endured will all count for nothing if we ignore or neglect our duties as citizens in the various roles we have as teachers or students or parents or workers or retired. In the early 1930s, the National Recovery Act had the motto, "We do our part." Our brand new bridge into Fulton can remind us that renewal around us and in us is both strengthening and enjoyable. So our efforts at national and personal renewal give us hope in our daily lives. Financial or military strength is not the supreme test of a nation, but rather our living by faith and trust in God, who eternally is on the side of anyone who is trusting, wants to do, and tries to do the right thing. God help us to learn that you care for us. Amen.
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 Thank you, Father Fuchs. At this time, I'd like to call 2014 Veteran of the Year, Jim Weinholt, to lead us in his last duties as Veteran of the Year, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mike Chip.
Sit down.
Yes.
All civilians, remove your hats. Everyone else, place your hand over your heart and recite after me, or with me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Can't find my eyes. Thank you, Jim. I'd like to introduce now Bonnie Fowler, who's going to lead us in the national anthem.
Thank you. Again, on cover. For those of us who are not members of the armed forces, our hands go over our hearts. Please sing with me. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Bonnie. It's now my pleasure to introduce Ray Capron, Fulton Elks, from Fulton Elks, for some remarks.
As Elks, we spend a lot of time helping local organizations and take pride in what we do for our community. We also spend a lot of time into helping our veterans as well. We have many programs in place to assist those who have served and those who are now serving our country. Army of Hope. The Elks Army of Hope assists the families of military reservists and National Guardsmen who have been called to active duty during these times of crisis. Freedom Grants. Freedom Grants are intended to provide financial support to the local lodges with programs assisting and enhancing the lives of veterans, the active military, and their families. 140 Freedom Grants of $2,000 each were awarded for 2014-2015. Playing Cards for Veterans. Playing Cards for Veterans is a program that goes hand in hand with our Adopt a Veteran program. This activity gives hospitalized veterans something to do rather than just passively sitting and watching television. Recreation USA. Recreation is a group of young men and women between the ages of 18 and 30 who are all volunteers. They provide near daily stage shows at VA medical centers and veterans nursing homes nationwide. They have given up a year or more of their lives to perform this act of love. I take pride in what we do for our veterans, and I am happy to say that I am part of an organization that does so much for those who have sacrificed their time and lives for us to have the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day. The Elks motto is, as long as there are veterans, they shall never be forgotten.
Thank you, Ray. That was a very nice talk. We appreciate every time you come up here to join with us. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mayor Ronald Woolworth, Mayor of the great city of Fulton, for his remarks.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mayor.
On this special day, I wish to thank our distinguished veterans, their family members, and the members of our community who have come together to pay tribute and give thanks and reflect upon the great sacrifices made by those who donned the uniform of our military services. Our veterans live the words honor, loyalty, duty, and nation. It is fitting that we take this time to reflect upon those ideals and to assess how they are upheld in our everyday lives, as there is no better way to honor these fallen men and women than to try our best to exemplify these characteristics for which they gave their service to their country and for many of their lives. On behalf of myself, the Fulton Common Council, and the grateful residents of the City of Fulton, I thank all of you for your service and sacrifice. And God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It is now my distinct honor to introduce one of our assemblymen who's here with us today and has been with us several times. Would you please welcome Assemblyman Will Barkley from the great state of New York for his remarks.
Thank you, and I guess it's now good afternoon, and it's great to see such a wonderful crowd, big crowd out here on such a beautiful day. It's an honor for me to be here to speak with you today. I thought maybe I could just briefly talk a little bit about Veterans Day and its history, and then just say a few things about veterans. For those of you who are not aware, Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, and it was to commemorate the end of World War I. The armistice took effect at 11 a.m. November 11th, 1918. In 1919, President Woodrow Wilson set aside the day to honor those who died during the conflict and to honor our victory. World War I, as many of you know, was termed the war to end all wars. The horror of fighting was so unparalleled that it was unthinkable that nations would ever take up arms again. Unfortunately, as we all know, World War I merely set the stage for more horrific conflict, and just one generation later, the world was involved in World War II. Because of the massive mobilization of forces during World War II, and then again in Korea, President Eisenhower dedicated Veterans Day in 1954 as a day to remember all veterans, and Armistice Day became Veterans Day. Today we honor the service of all veterans, past and present. As a nation, we give thanks to those who have devoted their lives to uphold all that our country stands for. I have a quote, and you've probably heard this quote. It's one of my favorites because I think it really does put in perspective what veterans have done for us. Unfortunately, I don't know who came up with it. It wasn't me, but I think it really sums it up nicely. It goes like this: "For it's been said so truthfully that it is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the agitator, who has given us freedom to protest. It is a soldier who salutes the flag, serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag, who gives that protester the freedom to abuse and burn the flag. We should never forget the sacrifices of our veterans. Our nation would not exist if not for the sacrifices of our veterans. Today, more than ever, please take time to thank a vet. Again, it's my honor to be here. Thank you to all the veterans. Thank you for the city of Fulton for putting this on. May God bless you all, our honored veterans in the United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen Barkley, for those nice remarks there. I would now ask the mayor and veteran and police and fire commissioner Alan DeLine to place the wreath at the monument, and the BFW ladies auxiliary to place the wreaths at the monuments. I missed the part. Bonnie, you're supposed to be singing a song when he plays the wreath.
Yes. Good morning. I just wanted to say, Jim Karasik, who is one of our county legislators, did come into our coffee and donut gathering this morning to give us a little thank you talk to the veterans, and we just wanted to recognize him because some of you weren't there when he came to do it. He usually comes every year, but he had some medical issues to take care of this morning. So I just wanted to say thank you. We're really happy when our community folks take, you know, pride in their veterans and our service. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. This song is for everyone who has had to say goodbye to a loved one, either temporarily or permanently, until eternity. It's called an old Irish blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. The sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. The sun shine warm upon your face. The rain falls soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God hold you of his
hand. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Alan, and Bonnie for doing that for us. At this time, I'd like to recognize some local dignitaries that's in attendance with us that I've seen so far. We have the Honorable Judge Spencer here today with us. We appreciate Judge Spencer for you being here. Spencer Lighton. We have Councilman Larry Magner from the 5th Ward, 6th Ward, and Councilman Jay Foster from the 5th Ward from the City of Fulton here. We also have a former councilman who's with us every time we do one of these programs, and it's such a blessing to have him here with us. It's Councilman Weston. He's here with us today, too. Is there anybody that I might have missed looking through the crowd, since it's such a big crowd that I might have missed? Who's that? We got legislator Dan Profaya here. Would you like to say a couple words, Dan, or no? We appreciate you being here. Is there anybody else that we might have missed? Says here I'm supposed to give a few brief remarks. And I've been accused before by our Veteran of the Year of being a little long-winded, but today I plan on being real brief. I recently had the time of a member of my Masonic Lodge, who was one of the last living members of the Battle of the Bulge, pass away. And as I reflect on his loss, I have thought about a lot of the seasoned veterans that we have that are still alive today, that have a lot to say about our history. And with all these young children here, I'm glad to see that. We need to get the word to these young children about the history of this great country, about everything that these veterans have done so these children have the right to live in a free country. And I think that's something that's lost quite a bit here lately throughout this country. And I think it's time for us to start reinstating that within there. I talked with the principal of the Fulton Junior High School, and I've offered to him any veteran program that he'd like to have that we would see about having for him. And I plan on offering the same opportunity to all the elementary schools and the high school. I really think it's really important that our young people understand what all of you veterans have done through the years to protect their rights. And for all these veteran groups that we have here, we have the Fulton VFW, we got the Fulton American Legion, we got the Masonic War veterans. Everything that they do every day to keep the light of how the veterans are within this country, within this city, alive. And I thank all you, and I salute you. The Marine Corps League. I didn't see the Marine Corps League stand up with flags. I missed that. I'm sorry. In the Marine Corps League. We can't forget about them. And speaking about the Marine Corps, yesterday was the Marine Corps' 239th birthday. So to all you Marines, because I've always told there's no such thing as a former Marine. Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. To all you Marines, I say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Was that brief enough?
Keep going.
I'd like to thank the Fulton Fire Department for being here and displaying the flag on top of their ladder truck. That's also always an awesome sight to see that flag flying at the, on the end of that ladder. I know I have some members from the Fulton Police Department hiding here somewhere. I saw them here, a couple of them here. I'd like to thank them for being here. I'd like to recognize the Fulton Elks Club Fulton Arch Lodge for being here. And I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, I thank every one of you, the community, for being here to support our veterans. You wouldn't believe how much this crowd means to me and all the veterans standing here. And we appreciate your support. Without you, we would be really nothing. But you guys, this is great. This is a really awesome sight. Is there anybody else that would like to say a few words before we continue out the program? Alan?
This is just a follow-up to some of the things that you said. Several of us here this year got invited to various elementary schools around the county and to meet with the children from kindergarten to fourth grade. We met in their classrooms as individuals, and then they had a program for us where the kids came out and sang about five different patriotic songs that they had memorized. Now, we're talking about kindergarten to fourth grade. They had memorized and sang to us. There were about 50 of us there, veterans. So I think our young group, young kids, are coming along just fine.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, with that, Sergeant of Guard, perform your duties. And salute. I'd like to thank the VFW Post for Honor Guard for performing those duties. Thank you very much. Before we do the closing prayer, I have two things I'd like to say. The first thing is, I hope all you follow us down to the Fulton VFW on Cougar Street, where they have a luncheon that's provided by the Fulton Veteran Council, and fill that room right up. I'm sure we got room for everybody here. So come on down for a free lunch and join us down there, and we'd appreciate that. Also, we also going to announce a new Veteran of the Year down there, who's going to take Jim's place for next year. Also, at the end of the ceremony, after Father Fuchs does his prayer, something that we started last year, I'd like everybody to circle around, grab hands as we sing, God Bless America. It's a a thing that I took from a group I belong to, and it's really nice that we all get together and do that. And with that, I ask Father Fuchs for the closing prayer.
When we pray, we sort of turn on the radar of our attentiveness to welcome and to receive blessings from God. We turn our minds. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We turn our minds and our hearts to the Creator God, who made the earth and the whole universe. God loves us so much that He came among us to show us how to live in true freedom, real peace, deep joy. Today we ask for help in our personal resolve to live grateful to God for our blessings. So now we pray to the Creator God Himself in the words the Lord gave us. And if you would, as we're going to hands raised up, say the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Again, when we conclude, please come down to VFW for a free lunch and see the nice little ceremony we have down there. With that, if everybody can gather around and hold hands, Bonnie will lead us in God Bless America.
Thank you.
Boss?
No, you stay right there. Folks will come down to you. Come on down a little bit.
Oh, come on, don't be shy. Nobody's bitten anyone yet. Oh, watch out for Mike. He might.
I'm a bulldog.
Is this as good as we're going to get?
Yep, as good as we're going to get.
And again, everyone, please join me. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you all down to BFW. Thank you for coming.